Okay, got food, gotta record podcast, then go eat said food. So I just made a video and did a live stream, and the video was on No Life in Japanese for the next month. And this podcast is supposed to talk about like why I did that, and the live stream is to actually execute on doing that. So recently, I had interviewed with a startup company in the Bay Area, and I did not get that job. And because I didn't get that job, I didn't get to like do the things that I thought I was going to do if I had to move. I was like preparing myself mentally for the move, and also financially, it would have been a terrible time to move because literally I'm still in the middle of my lease, so I'd have to break the lease and that would cost money, and then moving from here would also cost money, and yeah, but it would have been just a financial hit if I moved right now. I should wait till like August time period or a little after August if I actually want to move and be stable enough during that time. But yeah, that was beside the point. I was literally just gonna be like, yeah, whatever financial thing happens, happens. So it's probably for the best that they didn't have to move at that time. But anyway, is that I was thinking about when you work for a startup company and you're working harder than you've ever worked in your life and all that sort of thing. And with not getting that job, it made me think about how, man, am I still, or I don't actually think I am. Like, am I, well, okay, am I still someone who's capable of doing hard things? Is kind of what I'm trying to prove to myself in doing. Oh my God, the Teams thing. Okay, hopefully that's actually asleep now. But yeah, it's studying Japanese for a long period of time and trying to prove to myself, can I do that and neglect all other things to do that? Because at the stage I'm at right now, it really feels like I'm not working as hard as I could be. Whether that's from a career standpoint or an overall life standpoint. So the Japanese thing is more to get in that overall life standpoint thing of like, what are the things that I want to do that I say that I want to do, and can I push myself to do said things? So I chose one thing, which was studying Japanese, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna push hard on that thing for a month. And that'll prove to me that even when things are tough, even when you don't want to do things, I'm still the type of person that has the discipline necessary to go and push through despite all that. Because I don't have a good sense anymore if I'm that person. Or if I, there's a sense of, do I want to be that person? And I think I do want to be that person, but I also don't want to do the work necessary to be that person. So you're like, okay, choose the one thing, work hard at that thing, and then prove to yourself that you're capable of doing the thing to be that person and go from there. I think that's pretty much all I have to say on that. I don't know whether or not this could actually be a podcast, because my sense is that people that are workaholics or people that work really hard, they become severely isolated. And most people would call that part a negative thing. But I think that there is a optimistic path in there too, where what's happening is that you're on your own isolated path, and a bunch of other people are also on their own parallel isolated path. And when you break through, as in you've worked hard enough to be the type of person, you're the best at your craft, you're the top 100 or top whatever ranking at your craft, and then you start to meet all the other people that were on the isolated path that did something similar, but in a different domain. And then you're like, oh, Okay, so this is where all the people were that were pushing themselves as hard as I was pushing myself. But you know, you spend 10 years in the isolation, and then after those 10 years, you meet all the other people that were like 10 years in isolation, and then they all come out of the cave at the same time, and you're like, oh, I'm in this band of people that came out of the cave at this point. And I think that there's something there's a huge romanticization, obviously, for my part, because it's not entirely clear to me at all that, you know, you work super hard and you enter this categorical, like, it's not clear to me that you actually exit the cave and you meet the other people that were in the isolation. It's just that that seems to be my sense, where all people that are very good in their craft are amongst other people that are also very good in their craft. But there was a period of either you have a team that you grow up with, or you're isolated. I think those are the two paths, really. And from my perspective, I'm like, I don't see the team in front of me. And getting recruited by the team seems to be a path that, while I could go on, it's not the path that I want to go on at the moment. So, you know, that'd be like increasing my technical skills at things and then trying to be recruited by whatever tech company, startup or something that would be like, oh, okay, we want you. And then you have to like work really hard at that. And that's like, you know, because it's not directly my goal. It's someone, I'm trying to achieve someone else's goal, but I don't think I could be at the helm of a technical thing like that, probably. So I'm looking at like other pathways where I'm like, okay, where are other pathways of things that I like care to do and want to work hard at? And I went with language learning, because language learning always has always been the thing since I was like middle school, to be like, okay, I've gotta learn that. And I've never pushed myself that hard for it. So this is a thing where I'm like, okay, here's a thing I can push myself hard at, and I'm going to prove to myself that I can push myself hard at it, and there's a log to prove it, and that's where we're going to go. So maybe not in a month. It's probably going to be longer than a month to get out of this cave, but I said I'm going to be in the cave for a month, so here I am. I'm going to be in the cave for a month. And what am I forgoing by being in this cave? There's probably quite a lot that I'm forgoing. And I might be missing the forest for the trees, or yeah, be missing the forest for the trees by making this decision, because I already said in that other video that it probably would affect my social life if I'm deciding like, okay, I'm going all in on this thing. I'm literally talking about being in isolation and being like, yep, this is a part of it and you should be okay with that. So that's kind of where I'm at. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see whether I can do it and whether or not I can actually like push myself. And I'm going to try to push as hard as I can. That's the goal. And I'm still going to do my 9-to-5 job and everything like that, but hard as I can. Japanese. That's the goal. So I hope that resonates with someone. And if it doesn't, then I'm just a crazy guy. So yeah, I don't think I have anything else to talk about. So you all have a lovely day. Bye-bye. I'm going to eat my food. Let's go.